going on, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Reese and Ross on the Gridiron. I'm Brian Reese, along with my partner Anthony Ross, and this week is the week for the Woodland Hawks as they take on the undefeated Naugatuck Greyhounds for the Copper Division title at Naugatuck. Naugatuck's been at the top of the power rankings for most of the season, so Ant, what do you got for the on Woodland side of the ball?
Thanks, Brian. Now, last week, Woodland had an impressive win over St. Paul by a score of 36-7. The Hawks dominated on both sides of the ball. Throughout the first half, the Hawks shut out the Falcons by a score of 24-0. The only scoring drive by St. Paul was the possession before the half when Devontae Gardner had a 7-yard touchdown run. In the first half, the Hawks were up 24-7. Jack DeBias ran for 3 touchdowns, and he threw for another to sophomore wide receiver Ronnie Roundtree. Throughout the game, DeBias threw for 83 yards on 7 attempts. He also ran for 232 yards on 24 carries. Craig Gaines, a running back, had a good game for the Hawks, rushing for just 1 yard shy of 100. Running back Matt Zaccanini also chimed in with 59 yards and 1 touchdown. The only flaw for the Woodland Hawks against St. Paul was the kicking game. Combined, the Hawks kickers were 0 for 5 on PAT attempts. Zach Bonacci was 0 for 2, and Anthony Skirpo was 0 for 3.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Naugatuck is undefeated and tied for first in the NVL with Ansonia. The Greyhounds are coming off a 36-13 win over the Kennedy Eagles. The Naugatuck defense has been outstanding this year, shutting down some of the best offenses in the NVL. Some key players for the Greyhounds would definitely have to be quarterback Eric Broderick, who has passed for 775 yards and 9 touchdowns so far this year, and his number one receiver, Ruben Berger, who has 294 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns. So, Ant, how do you see this one playing out, and who do you think is going to take home the Copper Division title?
Well, Brian, I believe if the Hawks can find a way to shut down Broderick and Berger on the defensive side of the ball, they should have a good night. The Hawks will rely on the clutch performance of Jack DeBias and Ian Beers to lead the Hawks to victory. My prediction is a bold one. The Hawks 26-21 over Naugatuck.
And then you mentioned the Naugatuck offense, but in my opinion, the key to this game is going to be whether the Hawks offense can get it going against the stingy Naugatuck defense, which, is, as I mentioned before, has been outstanding at times. If Jack DeBias and the rest of the Hawks running backs can get the running game going against this Naugatuck defense, I think the Hawks will take home the Copper Division title. And well, that's all we got for this week. For Anthony Ross, I'm Brian Reese, and make sure to tune in next week for another edition of Reese and Ross on the Gridiron.